We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising. But the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 18th of December, 2010. I got a couple of phone calls. We'll get to you folks in just a moment. But first, I want to share this. I got this from Karen in Minnesota. She sends me a lot of real good information, and I haven't been ignoring it. Karen, if you're listening, it's just I haven't had a whole lot of time on the program lately to get to it. But this kind of dovetails with exactly what we were talking about before the break at the end of the last hour. Duluth Island set aside for nature's sake. The Nature Conservancy pays $1.5 million to buy island from developer to protect wildlife. I'm not sure. I don't think I've covered this on the show before. This is from the Star Tribune. They say a quiet 10-year effort to protect Plow Island in the St. Louis River estuary of Lake Superior paid off for baby sturgeon Wednesday when the Nature Conservancy announced it had bought the island from a private developer for $1.5 million. The 358-acre island is the largest land mass in the estuary and helps to make up a critically important nursery for all species of fish, including the giant sturgeon, which only now is making a comeback after disappearing from Lake Superior and the St. Louis River decades ago. It is also home to hundreds of birds and a key stopping point in the migration of many more. Quote, it's probably the highest area of productivity, I can't talk today for some reason. Excuse me. Productivity in the St. Louis River estuary, said John Lindgren, a fisheries specialist with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, who worked with the Conservancy and the Wisconsin DNR to bring the deal together. It's been a long time coming, he says. Also known as Whiteside Island and Big Island, the property is easily seen by motorists stopping each year at the Thompson Hill Information Center on Duluth's Skyline Drive. At one time, the island was destined to become a $330 million golf resort and community, which would have caused a significant environmental damage to the entire estuary area, officials say. But the complex project proposed in 2004 by Progress Land Company of Savage never came about. It would have required a road throughout the state forest and a bridge from Wisconsin. The downturn in the economy was the final blow, Lindgren said. They were talking about making another whole town right in the middle of the estuary. This could be one positive thing out of the economic downturn. All right, I'm going to leave that there. Point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, these environmentalists want to put every bit of the land off limits to human habitation and cram you into highly dense, sustainable communities. And that's what Agenda 21 is all about. It's a social engineering program. Everyone needs to be talking and learning about Agenda 21. When we come back from the break, I have John in Tennessee, Melody in Colorado. Your phone calls are welcome as well. 800-313-9443. Lots more information to come as well here on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Wiggs. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Also, in a moment, I have information about how people are being evicted from Isle Royale under the guise of conservation as well. As we know, that the Council of Great Lakes Governors controls the Great Lakes. It's a regional body. We'll cover a little bit of that later on in the broadcast. In the meantime, we have John in Tennessee on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
All right. I want to say good morning to Melody also. I haven't heard her in a while. Darren, you know, as you were talking about trying to prohibit people from seeing the pyramid and whatnot, I don't know why. My mind was, I was actually in my head reciting, you know, the part of Jack and the Beanstalk, for what it's worth. You know, I mean, and Melody may understand when I say that. You probably don't. But what I was, and I know this sounds off the wall and convoluted, but what I was calling about is I hope you would let me give a little of the information that you and I talked about through the week with regards to the Restore America plan and the new thing that they've changed their name to, the Republic of the United States. Would you mind
go
if
ahead.
I... Okay, well, I want to let people know that may be involved with that. I believe that those that have signed up for the Restore America plan and now the Republic of the United States, the majority of them, Darren, are well-intended, good people that are very sincere. They want the Republic back. Like I told you earlier this week, the initials of the Restore America plan spell out the word trap. The Republic of the United States, the initials spell out a French word, and I'm sorry, I can't pronounce it, but I looked up the definition, Darren, and it's actually also what's called a wolf trap, a conical pit in the ground with a spear or a spike in the center of it so that whatever or whoever falls in that trap is impaled. So, you know, since I don't believe in coincidence, I believe that there is a plan by those that we're trying to come up against to entrap people so that they're more easily identified. When the roundup comes, they'll have names, they'll have addresses, and by signing up for this Restore America plan, you're actually, if a person wants to look at it, and I know that even the patriots, the founding fathers were considered to be traitors, but when you sign up for this Restore America plan, as well-intended as you may be, you are giving them what I believe to be an airtight case to come and pick you up and do what they will with you.
Well, the thing is that even on its surface, and that's all very interesting. That's really astute of you to find that information. I think I told you that the other day when we talked. But if you just look at what they say at the Restore America plan and some of the things that Sam Kennedy was saying on his program when he was on RBN. You know, none of it made any sense to me because everyone that ever called in and talked about it said, oh, well, you know, we don't mean anything violent. You know, there's enforcement, but there's nothing that's going to lead to violence. You know, they put out this thing, this letter to the governors. The governors were supposed to resign within a certain time frame or else they were going to be forced from office. And as soon as I saw that, I said, how in the world are they going to be able to accomplish this if they don't have some kind of enforcement arm? And then later on it became, well, you know, there is some things that we're going to do in terms of enforcement, but we're not going to tell you what they are. Now, I don't have that much faith, you know, in trust in individuals, especially in this movement where we're highly infiltrated, to be putting blind trust in someone that they're telling me something that they're going to do without actually telling me specifically what it is. I want to know details. I'm a detail guy, and I think we have to be that way.
I'm a listener, Darren, and I actually listened to this Tim Turner this week on another program. And when I hear an individual, first of all, they called him President Tim Turner, and when I hear President Tim Turner say everything I have done, everything I will do, and I hear an awful lot of I's, that to me causes hair to stand up on the back of my neck because I can't do anything. You know, it's going to take more than an individual to do anything with this. Mm-hmm. And I heard constantly, I have, I will, what I have done, what I will do, and I'm telling you, people, I know you're sincere. I know you want to give the America to your kids and your grandkids that you believe we had grown up with. And that's honorable. But I'm telling you, it's very thin ice, and I believe that you are literally walking into a trap, just like the Patriot Act sounds like a good thing, until you understand that the word patriot, to these people that wrote it, months in advance, so it stands for providing America tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism. And it's not outside terrorists that they're worried about. It's domestic terrorism. Because to these people that are doing this dirty deed, Darren, anyone that wants the Republic, anyone that believes in the Constitution, et cetera, according to Janet Napolitano,
yep,
can be considered a domestic terrorist. That's the terrorism that they want to intercept and obstruct.
Well, that's why I think that the acronym Patriot Act, Patriot, is adequately named, John, because that's who they're targeting with it. You know, anybody who's patriotic, they even targeted, you know, they even said that military, returning military members were potential domestic terrorists.
Well, you know why? It's because these returning military members are over there and seeing what is being done. The
right.
The patriotic Americans that will salute the flag and pledge allegiance to a flag and follow a government blindly, they won't bother them. The patriots that they want to intercept and obstruct are the ones that understand that every war this country has ever fought has been pre-planned years in advance for the purpose of bringing about a global government.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
That's right.
Period. That's the people that they want to come and get. Hey, I'm going to hook you up. Here's some chains. I'm going to hook you up. Take you to this beautiful little camp in the middle of nowhere, and we're going to keep you safe because the dirty people outside want to get you. We're going to put razor wire up and put you inside, but it's only to protect you. I mean, that's the truth of it.
Mm-hmm.
Our government is not what we've been taught and led to believe.
You know, we hear a lot about the American dream, John, and I think more and more Americans are realizing that that's just what it was a dream, you know.
And you wake up and realize that you're living the nightmare.
A nightmare, that's right. Hey, appreciate the call there, buddy.
All right, thank you.
God bless. Melody in Colorado. Melody, what's on your mind?
Hi, Darren, and hi, John. And I wanted to just kind of chime in and just say that you're right. The thing on the parks has already been implemented for quite a while, because there's a lot of, like, your rafters and the like have had, they get, I don't know what you call it, licenses or the ability to go in and raft an area for years, and the rest of us can't get in because they've had these things tied up for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that lottery system that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so ultimately what's going on here is a PSYOP land grab that I see, and an illustration of what I ran across was just something that came across on the internet about some soldiers that were searched by the TSA who had rifles in their hands, but they took some kind of nail implement from them. And they're all just sitting in amazement that happened. And my question was, I'm amazed by the fact that we let them do it.
What she's talking about, listeners, is they had these returning soldiers. Weren't they returning from the battlefield or something?
Yes.
Overseas. And they were going through airport security. And they had all their military machine guns and what have you. Unloaded, of course, but it was, they still had them in their hands, and somebody had their nail clippers or something confiscated by the airport security because he said it could be used as a weapon. And he says, what are you talking about? We've got machine guns here. You know, they said, well, you know, yeah, but I guess you're supposed to have those, but, you know, we can't let you have the nail file. And, yeah, it's just insane. I mean, we have no common sense. We, you know, everything that's up is down today. Everything that's left is right. You know,
right. And ultimately, when if you haven't seen the film Gasland, take a look at that, because it's the equivalent of the Gulf oil spill on land, because what they're doing is they're pumping all kinds of things into the ground that there will not be land left worth living on by the time they're through with this. If you look at the amount of wells that are being punched in the ground and utilizing what's coming out of those wells is being vented off that you don't even see, and they're everywhere. They happen to talk about Sublette County in Wyoming, and I happen to go through there because it's near Yellowstone. They're doing that all over the country. They're going to be doing it around the world from what it looks like, so that resources are the priority. The rest of the ability to live anywhere is only going to be where they don't want us to be very much like what they did to the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been looking into some of the things that have to do with some of the child...
Hey, we got to take a break here, Melody. I'm sorry, we're over time. Stay with us.
Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Sorry about that, Melody. I once in a while, the clock gets me, and this is one of those occasions. Anyway, you were saying, you remember where you were at?
Yeah, ultimately, I didn't want to go on and on about it, but what I'm trying to point out is the fact that we are taken over. They have, I mean, it's like there isn't a gun having to be going off. They are taking us over. And every means, and there's nothing going to be left for us to even fight for if we did go to battle, because by the time they're done, they are polluting it to the point, using the environment as their excuse, but in the meantime, they're polluting it and spraying us, and everything is there telling us that we're under a spell. We're not even reacting. It's kind of like we're drugged. And we're not responding the way we should be because they've already taken us over.
Well, I think when the average person wakes up to a lot of the stuff that's going on, they're just really overwhelmed by the degree of corruption. And I guess it comes back really to numbers and increasing our numbers and having people wake up and realize. And when you wake up and realize, it becomes very painful.
But you know, one of the things though that you're right, it's so corrupt. But one of the things that I'm finding is when I'm dealing with the child abductions and things even the law enforcement and whatever, they will shut up when they start trying to do anything about it, because it goes from such low levels to such high levels, and they're so symbiotic in the way that they function that it's kind of like a spider web. If the people do, when they do stand up and start doing something about it, it doesn't matter what direction you go, it's all interconnected. So if we don't want to live in this world that they're creating, because it will be the next thing to hell as far as I'm concerned, if we allow it to happen, if we don't stand up, this is what we're going to get. But it doesn't matter where we are. They're so interconnected that we do have something that we can do, but we do have to realize we're in it for keeps, because they're after to take us down now. We're in the middle of it now. So
I'm glad you said that, Melody, because this is the point I've been trying to make for a long time. You know, this isn't just something that they're doing. They're working on, like you said, they're trying to make it to the point where no one can fight back. They're trying to lock us down to the point where you're literally not going to. I mean, when they're talking about banning protests over in Britain right now, you know, and we know that Cass Sunstein, here in the United States, part of the Obama administration, has said that conspiracy theories should be banned. Conspiracy theorists. We're talking about free speech here. We're talking about anybody having the ability to ask questions and form ideas and opinions about what might or might not be happening with regard to government or anything else, any place else. Go ahead.
One of the things I'm going to say is these guys are so paranoid. They're to the point that they have tried to itemize and lock down everything going. To me, it's like they're showing their Achilles heel. And ultimately, the very thing that they're trying to imprison us with could be turned on them quite easily because of it. And that's just a thought of mine. But that's all I really wanted to add there. But people, we are in this battle. I mean, they're here and they have taken over, and it's a matter now of what do we do about it. So,
yeah, well, thank you so much. I appreciate the call there, Melody.
All right.
Folks, you know, the thing is we still have leverage on the state level, and I keep coming back to that, because, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's the only real place that we really have any control, that and our city council meeting. Your township level. These are the places that we need to be making a difference, and we need to increase our numbers. We need to spread this information. I encourage you folks, print some leaflets out if you can afford to do so. Get your little group together locally. Pass the hat. Get more people involved. There's a lot of people out of work right now that have a lot of free time on their hands when they're not searching for a job. Let's capitalize upon that and get some of these people involved. And move toward spreading information. Put things on people's windshield wipers at the stores. Go and visit people door to door. You know, back when I was in church, I used to go door to door praying with people on their doorstep. Okay? This is something folks can reach out to folks. And you know what? I found out there's a lot of really good people out there. Yeah, there's a lot of really bad people. But when you connect with people on a personal level, and the more you talk to people, the better you get at sharing information with them. And don't give them everything that you know at once. You have to hold back. You don't want to sound like a Looney Tune, because then they'll try to throw up a cross against you like you're a vampire or something. But give them the information in bite-sized pieces. Break it down for them in a way that they can understand. And they say, you know what, we're having a meeting over here at this hall or at so-and-so's home. Maybe you might want to join us so that you can educate yourself and get involved. And then take over those city council meetings. Throw those bums out of town when they sell you down the river. Get involved on a state level. Lobby your state legislators. This is where we're going to get it done, ladies and gentlemen. It's on a state and local level. The federal government, you can't do anything with. And I sound like a broken record on that, but it's just the way it is. We got to take another break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. Continuing here, we see from some more information that Karen from Minnesota sent me from the Star Tribune with regard to the property rights thing. I mentioned earlier that the Isle Royale National Park, people are now being evicted from their land that they've had in the family for many, many years, many decades, maybe generations. They say, at first glance, a long simmering dispute between 16 cabin owners and the National Park Service up on Isle Royale National Park appears to be a purely localized battle, wherein a handful of annoying citizen gnats chew at the thick hide of a lumbering city hall like forest creature. But scratch even a little below the surface and you'll see an all too familiar storyline, bureaucratic inertia in an age of lasting austerity. A more hopeful gaze might discern the outlines of a new template for parks and wilderness areas in 21st century America. In a nutshell, the Isle Royale situation is this. When the island, 22 miles off Lake Superior's rugged north shore near Grand Portage, became a park in 1940, roughly three dozen resident families were still scattered around its shores, remnants of its historic fishing, mining, and seasonal communities. through a Byzantine system of lifetime leases, special use permits, and other agreements, descendants of those families remain to this day, occupying rough-hewn, picturesque, as all-out get-out cottages tucked away in the 134,000-acre park, countless coves, bays, and natural harbors. Until this past June, the Isle Royale families believed their continued occupancy of their family properties was guaranteed. By written correspondence from Park Superintendent Phyllis Green, at least until completion of something called the Cultural Resource Management Plan, work on the plan was supposed to have commenced in 2002. But 8 years later, due in no small part to inadequate budgets and administrative ennui, the expensive multi-year process of researching and writing the thing hasn't even begun. Nevertheless, 8 weeks ago, Green abruptly sent out eviction letters to seven of the remaining families, telling them that their time on the island was up. Come the end of October, which has already passed, ladies and gentlemen, when each year the entire park closes for the winter, they must remove their belongings and permanently vacate structures built by their ancestors and occupied by their family members in some cases for nearly 100 years. Asked to explain her about-face, Green implausibly insisted that nothing had changed, a flabbergasting response to those holding eviction notices. Green said that they can apply for a new one-year permit of some kind, but the families are skeptical. Some suspect Green was peeved at the group, known as the Isle Royale Family and Friends Association, and that they had sought congressional protection, first through Michigan Representative Bart Stupak, and now through Minnesota Representative Jim Oberstar, both Democrats. Among the most prominent names on the island is Attorney Grant Merritt, best known for his leading role in the landmark reserve mining cases years ago. Merritt's family first set foot on Isle Royale 150 years ago. He is not one of the seven being evicted. Others speculate that a draft of the report, co-funded by the National Park Service and the National Trust for Historic Preservation and written by Indiana University professor Philip Scarpino, prompted a radical change in Green's thinking. Intended to provide one of the key bases to commence work on the long-delayed CRMP, Scarpino's 132-page analysis of Isle Royale's human history, already watered down through several previous drafts, complain IRFFA members, is unequivocal in that the family's long histories on the island are a vital part of the park's story, and that they should, and that they and their buildings should be preserved. Green is now suggesting that Scarpino's exhaustive review itself needs to be reviewed. But when she says the reviews on the Scarpino draft are contractual in nature, which also get at the substance, did the author deliver what he was asked to deliver? She seems to imply that Scarpino's narrative is out of sync with that of someone wanted to hear. This goes on for quite some time here, listeners. But they say all of these bureaucratic machinations are expensive, time-consuming, distracting, and counterproductive. The baseless cycle of studies, reviews of studies, planning processes, public input, management plans, etc. Imagine forests falling to print. This is cut off at the edge. I didn't realize that. Anyway, the bottom line is, listeners, these people built these cabins. These people have been living on this land for nearly 100 years or more. This is something that they were supposed, you know, and I fall back once again on my own private property here that I'm sitting here right now, that I'm living on right now. The comprehensive plan for land use on my land has been mapped for open space and recreation only. There's no residential to it. It's not allowed residential according to the comprehensive plan for land use. So the only thing that I have to look forward to in the coming days is my township passing ordinances based upon where they want to take this land that I'm living on. And this is happening in all rural areas today. If you don't have a copy of your comprehensive plan, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be asking your township, your city council, or wherever you live, whatever local government you have that maps out the land, you need to find out what the plan is for your property. And for those people who live in your area, maybe yours is residential. Good for you if it is. Does that mean you're going to continue to keep your house? Well, as land continues to become more and more crowded, those areas where people are allowed to live, the property where people are allowed to live is going to be more contested. Houses will be raised to put in high-rise apartments and high-density areas. So will you be allowed? So the point is everyone's a target, ladies and gentlemen. Right now in Detroit, they're in the process of shrinking the city. In Detroit, they are raising houses right now. They're tearing down houses. They're taking houses, properties by eminent domain right now in Detroit so that they can turn this stuff back to nature. This is going on right now. It's been happening in Flint even before it happened in Detroit. Obama met with, I believe it was the Flint mayor, I forget his name, but at the time they met, this Flint mayor had determined that this is what he was going to do for the city. Obama determined he wanted to make this thing the model for the nation. So what we're talking about here is not something in theory. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. It's going on right now. We've got story after story. Here's another one. This is also from the Star Tribune. Protecting 32,000 acres, 32,000 islands, excuse me, of ecological purity. And this is primarily dealing with the Great Lakes, because that's where I live and that's where Karen in Minnesota lives. But she says, it says, across the Great Lakes, there's growing interest in the ecological importance of islands and the need to keep them free of invasive plants, pests, and other threats. Now, a first-ever atlas compiled by U.S. and Canadian researchers has cataloged their biological value and identified looming threats from expanding homes, resorts, roads, and marinas. The lakes contain more than 32,000 islands, making them the world's largest collection of freshwater islands, according to the report. Quote, islands have a lot of shoreline. They have a lot of rare species and habitats, and in many cases, they're in better condition than the mainland, said Dan Krause, a co-author of the Atlas and Conservation Science Manager for the Nature Conservancy of Canada. Keep in mind, listeners, the Nature Conservancy, on the web at nature.org, has chapters in all 50 U.S. states. Every state has a branch of the Nature Conservancy. Private land trust, buying up acres, hectares of land, putting the land off limits, putting ecological restrictions, selling it to the government or just selling it to private individuals, but with restrictions on them. Once the restrictions are in place, you can never use it again. And they're not making any more land. Once it's off limits, folks. The isles are extremely diverse, ranging from the tiny rock shoals to groupings that form sandy archipelagos to larger islands such as Isle Royale and Lake Superior with their own thin soils and microclimates. The recently published atlas Islands of Life identifies each island in the system, scores them on the basis of their biological diversity, and details what's known about potential threats. The intent, its authors say, is to pool international data, prioritize key islands I looked at the clock and I lost my place here. Prioritize key islands for increased protection or conservation. Because of their isolation, many islands have distinct mixes of plants and animals, some which do not occur on the mainland. Apples do not need to be sprayed on Beaver Island in Lake Michigan, for example, because there are no pests to infest them. Arctic plants grow on Isle Royale, left behind when glaciers retreated thousands of years ago and able to survive in the island's lake-cooled temperatures. Woodland caribou roam and swim between the Slate Islands. An archipelago at the northern tip of Lake Superior in Ontario. The islands also provide critical habitat for spawning fish, nurseries in their offshore shoals, and nesting areas for tens of thousands of gulls, terns, pelicans. The perimeters may be fringed with moss-shrouded forests because of the ocean-like climate near the lake, and then change abruptly to other vegetation a mile or two inland with higher temperatures. Some islands contain dune grasslands that are found nowhere else in the world. They go on here, folks. But keep in mind, these are all excuses to take away your land. Human beings have lived on islands. Human beings have lived in rural areas since the beginning of time without damaging the ecological purity or whatever, without causing invasive species to happen. And if you allow them to take your private property, if you allow them to take the land, you allow them to gobble it up like a cancer that spreads, future generations will never be able to be free and to cultivate crops, to start businesses, because you have to have land to start businesses. You'll never be able to do anything. They will never be able to do anything. This is a battle that the lines of which need to be drawn, and we need to fight and stay fighting. And I realize the people get discouraged out there and say, well, you know, what can we do? We can't do anything with our city council members because these people ignore us. Well, when you get enough people together, we still have some semblance of an honest election system here in America. I realize with Diebold and the other companies in charge of our election systems, that too is being targeted. However, if you get enough people together, you can vote out your city council. You can take over your city council. You can put a stop to this on a city council and a state level. And I guarantee you, if you have enough people there at your capital to write legislation banning this, stopping this, the little rascals will still listen to you. But it takes perseverance. One thing that the environmentalists have that we don't is they got a lot of time and a lot of funding because they operate on government funds, and they have a lot of persistence. They have a lot of perseverance. If you and I get that kind of perseverance to work with our legislators and to pressure them and lobby them to do what we demand, we instruct, the word is instruction. I like what Roger Mundy says about that. He has a lot of... We are to instruct them on what we want them to do. They're not going to magically fall into line, folks. But when we put the pressure on them, we can do this thing. We can turn this around. And all these federal mandates, all these federal programs that are being implemented, nearly every single bit of this can be stopped at a state level. I don't care what anyone says. It can be stopped. The airport security can be stopped. Well, we don't want it to be completely stopped. We want some security at the airport. The insanity at the airport, the group fest, the scanners that see you naked, all of this stuff can be stopped. But it takes people being involved. It takes spreading the information to others who are not awake. Don't cast your pearls before the swine. Someone isn't going to receive you. They don't want to listen. Move on to somebody else that will. There's enough people out there still left in America that aren't brain dead by generations, by decades of television and video games and computer games and everything else under the sun that distract people and turn your mind into a glob of mush. There are still enough people still with thinking brains in this country that we can get it back, folks. I don't want to sound like it's just all negativity. Because the battle lines have been drawn, folks. The battle lines are drawn. And if we don't do something now to get it back now, we've almost reached the point of no return in this country. And with the financial crisis that's been generated, orchestrated, we're going to face some tough times. There's no reversing that. With the World Trade Organization and these trade agreements that have caused the outsourcing of our jobs to this country, Americans are facing the loss of their homes. We have homeless numbers of people. We're facing a tremendous amount of homelessness and starvation in what was just not too long ago called the wealthiest country in the world. I got more to say. I got to take a break. Lots more information to come, and also your phone calls if you want to call in. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. As we continue on here, I get this from Matt, our board op at the network there, from USA Today. L.A. dry run shows urban nukes attacks a survivable event. They're now having operations, apparently. It says the plotters decided to trigger their bomb in Los Angeles during the morning rush at a metro station a stone's throw from Universal Studios and the set where Steven Spielberg filmed the scenes for The War on the World. This was no ordinary explosive. It was a 10-kiloton nuclear device packing roughly the destructive force of the Hiroshima bomb. A blast of that magnitude could engulf 50,000 to 150,000 people and reduce parts of L.A., Hollywood, and Studio City, the historical heart of the movie industry, to radioactive rubble. That was a hypothetical, listeners. I want to make that clear. Now, they say, and once again, this is USA Today, Al-Qaeda played no part in planning the July 28th attack. The conspirators were the leaders of a dozen state, local, and federal agencies who were taking part in a simulated L.A. County security exercise codenamed Operation Golden Phoenix. Their mission to assure that if a terrorist does detonate a nuke in Los Angeles, first responders will be prepared to wade into the devastation and rescue survivors suffering from traumatic injuries, radiation sickness, shock, and flash blindness. Quote, this is a survivable event, unquote, says Brendan Applegate of the Naval Postgraduate School Center for Asymmetric Warfare, who helped design and carry out the exercise. Quote, L.A. isn't going to fall into the ocean and be gone forever. It will be a really bad day. Now, did you hear that? He's talking like it's going to happen. He said, L.A. isn't going to fall into the ocean and be gone forever. It will be a really bad day, but we need everyone to show up to work and save lives, unquote. Operation Golden Phoenix offers a rare public glimpse of the government's behind-the-scenes effort to bolster national preparedness. Few places take the threat more seriously than Los Angeles and post-9/11 New York. Quote, we're working with surrounding states and counties on regional plans that address the threat of an IND, an improvised nuclear device, says Kelly McKinney, New York City Deputy's Commissioner for Planning and Preparedness from the Office of Emergency Management. For many people, nuclear weapons conjure up Cold War bomb shelters, civil defense drills, and mutually assured destruction. That threat faded in 1991 with the collapse of the Soviet Union, says Erwin Redliner of Columbia University's National Center for Disaster Preparedness. The new nuclear threat, he says, is a terrorist blowing up an improvised bomb in a U.S. city. Keep in mind, listeners, most terrorism today is orchestrated by the very people pointing the finger at everyone else. If there ever is a terrorist attack on the United States, you can bet the CIA had something to do with it. Homeland Security had something to do with it. I got a break, top of the hour break. Maybe we'll continue this on the other side. Your phone calls are welcome, 800-313-9443. I mentioned earlier the FBI is issuing warnings about terrorism going on around the holidays. These are very eventful times. Also, we have the unemployment numbers. We'll talk about that in the next hour as well. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Don't go away.